Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And we're now going to be chatting to Rosemary Anderson. Rosemary is the national chairperson of FedHasa. Rosemary, you can also perhaps help us how to pronounce that. And we're going to be unpacking South African travel trends. Good afternoon, Rosemary.
Good afternoon. Yes, you pronounced it perfectly correctly. It's FedHasa. It's the Federated Hospitality Association of South Africa. So what we do is, as an association, we support everyone who's like at a restaurant or a tavern or a hotel or a guest house. We help them with lots of discounts and advice. So we're basically there for the hospitality industry.
Oh, fantastic. I'm actually looking very forward to speaking to you this afternoon. I think we've had 2 years where our wings have been very clipped and we didn't know what was coming the last two Decembers. Should we book holidays? Shouldn't we? Should we travel? Shouldn't we? And I think this year everyone is just bursting to get out there. So what are some of the trends that you are seeing this year?
You're right. I think there's so much pent-up travel. In fact, there's something called revenge tourism, where people are just so angry about not having to do what they were able to do for so many years. So they're literally going all out. And the interesting thing is that the 4- and 5-star hotels are actually reporting higher occupancy levels than the 3- and 4-star. So that's an interesting trend. But at the same time, obviously, we are in a recession and the economy is great, and a lot of people are struggling with the increase in living costs. So there's lots of options that you can actually enjoy this summer. So you can go camping, you can go to a 1-star hotel, you can go to a no-star hotel. There's just so many, many options. The nice thing about tourism and hospitality is that there's not one size fits all. There's something for everyone.
Absolutely. And what are you seeing in terms of trends of people who are traveling locally versus internationally?
You're right. There's still a lot of local tourism happening. Trouble, the flights at the moment are exceptionally expensive. Obviously, the fuel prices have gone up, so I think a lot of people are deciding to rather travel locally. So that's definitely a trend that we're seeing. There's still some people going overseas, so it's really difficult to actually give you a trend of everything. But yeah, definitely, local tourism is definitely something which is very popular at the moment.
And then with in local, I'm not sure if you know the trends, but are more people traveling by car this year, or are people flying to their destinations? Are people looking at places closer to home?
Yeah, once again, flights are really expensive domestically, so a lot of people are opting to go in their own car. And then some people who actually aren't able to afford a holiday have decided to do like daily little outings to places nearby, so they're not having the expense of a hotel or some form of accommodation, but they're taking their families on day trips to different places. And that's also a nice idea. If you don't have the spend to actually go away to another hotel or accommodation establishment, then that's a lovely way of still making your family feel that they're on holiday and they're being treated to something special. And there's so many interesting places to go to in South Africa.
Absolutely. I was actually looking on Expedia on their travel page, you know, about South African trends. And it says that in most countries, drivable destinations are the top choice. But in South Africa, it seems that experiences and tours are actually more popular, which obviously, you know, speaks to people who do live in coastal towns. But it is interesting that a lot of people do stay, you know, stay put almost in the holidays and look for experiences and tours around where they live.
Yes, absolutely. And the wonderful thing about hospitality is that it's not just accommodation places, but, you know, if you do go out and you treat yourself to a restaurant or a lion park or somewhere at the Vaal River or whatever the case is, you're also supporting those places which really struggled over the COVID time period and are now just trying to bounce back. So you're not only treating your family, but you're actually doing something good for an industry which really, really needs as much support as possible.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure if you have some insider information for us, but maybe you have some tips of off the beaten track places that people could look into if they're still deciding where to go this December.
Oh my goodness, there's too many. to
maybe
mention
a few jewels you can share.
Every province that you're in has got something special. And sometimes the little dorpies are the most wonderful little finds, where you get things that are like a fraction of the price. The coffee and the tea and the hot chocolates and everything are a fraction of the price. So just be open to suggestions. Don't only go to the places which are considered the popular places to go to. Be adventurous and actually just try all of the outer beach places, because those are the places that generally need your support more than the popular places.
Absolutely. And you hear people during COVID especially who road tripped down to Cape Town and took a few days to do that, often 3 or 4 days, which they would never have done because usually you just rush to get to the destination. And the stories that came back and the richness of the experiences just sounded, you know, like it's something we should all pursue. Just get into your car and just go and explore South Africa.
Absolutely. And do it slowly and just relish every stop that you're on. There's just so much to see. Often the farm stores and the little things that they're selling locally, that's what you want to support. That is the real South Africa. So we've got the most wonderful country in the world. We seriously have. And it's a lovely time of the year to support it. And our weather in South Africa this time of the year is absolutely gorgeous. So we want to really go out and celebrate.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, it's exciting even just listening to you. It's true. Often those little treasures that you find along the way actually make the whole holiday and make your whole journey. So yeah, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We've been chatting with Rosemary Anderson, who's the national chairperson of FedHassa, and just talking about South African travel trends. Exciting to get out there and have a holiday this December. So thank you, Rosemary, for joining us this afternoon.